This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No losers here, only winners. Put the plug in. It's time for us to begin another conversational session, another conversation a week for those of you who weren't around yesterday to listen to Richie and I on the Good Day Labor Day program. So you can start your week today with Kenny and me. McFadden will be around later on. No Roberta today and no Jennifer, who's back either tomorrow or Thursday. All these people who take all this time doing other things. Come on. Let's get with the program. Let's get with America at War. How about an update on where we are at war? Everybody ready for this? Let's get a focus on war and how we're involved in it. First of all, the U.S. military attacked the Al-Shabaab network. We forgot about them, didn't we? The Somalians? Al-Shabaab. Pentagon says witnesses on the ground say the explosions in that strike targeting the group's leader, Al-Shabaab. Let's see, we've been after them for what? About a year or so now. They attacked that mall. Remember the mall in Nairobi? Al-Shabaab. Remember that? See? And we're now just getting around to getting back to them. We've been busy chasing around the ISIS people. We supposedly have no troops on the ground. We have troops on the ground in Iraq, though. So anyway, yesterday, the U.S. strike in a forest south of Mogadishu, they figured out where the Islamic militants were, and they bombed them. Remember seeing pictures? Doug, what was that? Pictures? Remember those pictures of planes during World War II? They had, they would, not the planes, but they would paint pictures on the bombs, sending them to the Emperor Hirohito, or putting Adolf Hitler's face, the mustache and stuff. Did you ever see pictures of those from World War II? Those of you who were in World War II, you know what I'm talking about. But you could see those. So one wonders now if the bombs that are dropped or sent in one way or another, however we dispatch them, if the people who send the bombs are as creative as some of those of old. Huh? The old guard and the way they used to handle things versus the new guard now. And who would you put as a picture? Who would, I'm sure there are some, remember that picture last week, Kenny, of the Marines who said to ISIS, come on over here, and they were standing around a poster of the 72 Virgins story.
Yeah.
I don't think we posted that, but I know that a lot of people did. So is that the way that we deal today with sending, dispatching our armaments, our ordnance to the bad guys? And certainly Al-Shabaab are bad guys. But who's the baddest of the bad? At the moment, apparently, the baddest of the bad are the ISIS bad guys. And the good news in that area, on that front, I suppose, if you can consider this good news, is that a lot of trucks loaded with a lot of food and medicine have gone into that city where the Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes have broken the siege by ISIS militants there. Chased them out, but they're in plenty of other places. And I'm having a hard time getting the scorecard right here. Kenny, maybe you can help me, or the average person, the Sunnis, the Shias, the ISIS people, the militants in Libya and Syria that we were before helping to overthrow Assad. Now we're helping him to overthrow ISIS, and they got all our weapons from the guys that we gave them to. And in fact, some of them were the people we gave them to. They just now changed their cloth, as it were. So anyway, the only clear-cut thing that I could see here was that the Americans went after Al-Shabaab. We got that right. But I'm sure about all of the other things that we're involved in because they're so extensive. I mean, look at the situation. We have the Europeans and the Americans are wondering what to do. Should we put troops, NATO troops, and most of the NATO troops are Americans, close to the Ukraine? A million people have been displaced because of this conflict. 814,000 in Russia. I'm trying to figure out why that would be. Why are the Russians displaced? The problem isn't on the Russian side, the eastern side. It's in Ukraine. Unless the 814,000 were in Ukraine. Is that what we're led to believe?
That's probably what Putin wants us to believe.
Putin! Yeah. Wants to stir the pot. So, let's see. Well, you started to say something about, I'm betting that there's some Facebook commentary, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, about where we are involved, the various groups in Iraq where our soldiers are on the ground. The Syrian rebels have now tried to make a deal for some captured UN troops. I'm not sure there's any Americans involved in that group. Do you know offhand?
I don't. I hadn't heard, but it seems like a lot of the stuff keeps popping up that we hadn't heard about, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, we're
well, Labor Day's over now. The reporters are back to work.
Yeah,
well, that's why. They're,
but doesn't it seem like this happens often, especially in the Middle East, where we've been on one team side,
right,
so to speak,
yep,
and we give them weapons and we help them out, and all of a sudden now they're our enemy,
yep,
and we have to help out the guys that we were fighting against.
Yep.
And it seems like it just happens over and over.
We gave a lot of weapons, and we still are giving a lot of weapons to the Ukrainian rebels, but the Ukrainians who are trying to push the rebels back to the eastern border. So it's a nice payday for all of the military industrial boys and girls. Big payday. More conflicts, more guns. More conflicts, more missiles. More conflicts, more tanks. More conflicts, more planes. More conflicts, more ships. Good for business. Eisenhower, beware of the military-industrial complex. These people who are armed now, the ISIS, the latest example, but you can go to find Al-Shabaab, we're talking about them, they'd be nothing. They'd be throwing, Rich likes to say, if we didn't have American tactical weaponry in the hands of these people, they'd be throwing rocks at one another. And if there wasn't oil, see what the ISIS people did was take over those oil wells. Why weren't they protected? Isn't that a question that one would ask? It's almost like it's deliberate. Either that or the malfeasance and the stupidity of people who are supposed to be leaders. Why wouldn't you protect a resource like that?
Well, we've already seen how a lot of the Iraqi soldiers that we supposedly trained, how they fight on their own where trouble is coming and they drop their guns and run.
Drop their guns and run, yeah. Right, exactly. I give up! Yeah. So, anyway, it's discouraging and alarming. But it is part of, I believe, the most important part of the story isn't ISIS, isn't the Libyan rebels, the Ukrainian rebels, Somalia, wherever the bad guys are. The important story for us to wrap ourselves around is how they get all this weaponry. There are basically only four countries that make armaments that are exportable: China, Russia, America, and Germany. Now, you can find weaponry being made in places like Brazil, and you can find it being made in England. And I'm sure you'll probably find it made in other countries, but the big wholesalers, the big dealers, the big culprits here are all these companies, and I don't know whether they're related or they aren't related. Excuse me, I don't know about international, like Remington and Smith & Wesson and Colt. Do they have, and I'm just using them because those are Glock. That's a German gun, isn't it? Isn't that just...
Maybe sounds very German.
It certainly sounds German, yeah. So anyway, I think that I deliver this to you in the Food for Thought Department. And some items that also come from the Food for Thought Department have to do with food. Is coffee considered a food? You think coffee would be a food? How many people think that coffee, when you have your cup of coffee in the morning, if that's when you have it, Is that considered food? There are good things in good coffee that are good for you. It depends on the kind of coffee that you are drinking. There are also things in some coffees that are really bad for you. I'd rather talk about that which is good for you. And what is good for you is in BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee. If you're drinking flavored coffees, mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and others, what you don't realize is that you're drinking a smorgasbord of chemicals, and they're using those chemicals to cover up the taste of other chemicals that are in this really bad coffee. Why do you need coffee flavored? If you have good coffee made from good beans, or great coffee made from great beans, you don't need to have all of these flavors. If you just like coffee, you don't like bitter coffee, you like tasty coffee. And the truth is, if your coffee is fresh, organic, and free of imperfections, it'll be called BuzzBox Coffee. And you can sign up for it as the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program by going to DougSteffen.com, orange box right inside of most pages. Sign up for it there. Get a free supply by either just indicating it following the information that's there. Or you can easily dial 866-456-7805 and get on board. The best tasting, all the people on the staff with me. Michael, you're drinking it, right? Michael likes it.
Yep, had a cup this morning.
There you go. BuzzBox Coffee tastes great. 866-456-7805 or sign up for your free coffee at DougSteffen.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plate, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, so you heard us talking about the good coffee. Those of you who are stopping for bad coffee at a fast food joint might not get any service today or this week. You'll be happy to know that in their push for a $15 minimum wage, the workers at 150 in 150 cities around the country that work at McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King could sit in. Yes, there may be a sit-in strike this week or other acts of civil disobedience to push for their minimum wage. You know how I don't like to overuse the word stupid because it is a word that is something I didn't like hearing when I was a kid. How about just bring on the robots? You remember 2-3 weeks ago, Kenny, we were talking about how the robots are going to come in? All these people are doing is encouraging them to hurry up and get the robots in fast so they'll all get fired. It just isn't very smart. 21 after the hour.
A little over.
over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
One Hit Wonder Contest. For those of you who are new to the program, people's listening habits change after Labor Day. Did you ever notice that? And after the first of the year, those are two big dramatic times when radio stations make a lot of changes. So we're on some stations that are new to us. We're new to you. You're new to us. So in way of introductory information about our One Hit Wonder Contest, we'll have a song as we do today. We'll play the song. You figure out who it is that is responsible for this song, and you call us at 888-302-3684, and you win a swell prize, which happens to be a CD of a huge number of one-hit wonder hits. So let's get started with today's big song.
We can go if we want to, not as young as so am I, and we can just feel deep from our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a the big surprise. We can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everything's out of control. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, you're gonna fall. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody take the chance.
The safety dance. 888-302-3684. Who is it that went to the top of the charts? It's a Canadian new wave band. The song is called The Safety Dance. Number one during this week, 1983. You can call us now if you know who this is. 888-302-DOUG. Name of the one-hit wonder group. The lead singer's name is Ivan Doroshuk. So if you call, if people were there, oh, yeah, I know, that's Ivan. No, that's not what I want. He's a lead singer of a group. You've got to identify the name of the group that's doing this song. And then call 888-302-3684. The name of the band came from their refusal to do something during Montreal's cold winters. Yes, obviously, it's a Canadian band. I said that before. They did have a follow-up called Pop Goes the World, but it didn't pop on the charts, at least not here in the United States. It did okay in Canada and some places in Western Europe. The band officially broke up in 1991, but they have since reunited a couple of times. for tours in conjunction with other artists, etc., etc., etc. All right, so who are these men? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Michael! Wait a minute, why can't you crank it up? It's over. Wow.
We can go if we
Yeah. You know, what's unusual about this tune, although it does go back 3 decades plus, the songs, when you were starting out, Kenny, you remember this perhaps, when I was starting, I played music on the radio from the mid-60s to the mid-70s, so I came across a lot of shorter tunes, like See You in September, The Happenings. I was thinking about that earlier today. That's 2 minutes and 28 seconds. And I can remember all these things, like it was yesterday, label, all that stuff. I remember introduction times for most of these things. But then there were longer tunes, like MacArthur Park. Remember how long that was? Those would go to the bathroom songs.
Yeah, American Pie.
Yeah, American Pie was another one. But it just, as I think about it, this is a short song for the era that it came from. I think that's basically what I'm thinking. Let's go out to Burbank, Washington, where Janet, lovely Janet, is listening. I think you're lovely, Janet. I hope you are. I'm sure you are. Hi.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Well, how about you?
I'm doing well also, kind of early here, but...
That's all right. Wake up, rise and shine. Time to rise and shine. Okay, what's the name of the group?
It is Men Without Hats.
What do you remember about that song?
You know, I loved it. I taught aerobics way back then, and it was a fun one to use.
That's a good one for aerobics. Good for you. Congratulations. You'll get our CD of One Hit Wonders. Janet, thank you for listening to Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. If you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richard Fenn is at the controls in our studio in Washington. As we are not experiencing Monday, we're experiencing Tuesday on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring social media for us. This is the anniversary of the running of the first marathon. The first marathon.
You're like ever?
Run on this date in 490 BC. Those of you who have
been chased that, by mastodons.
Well, the mastodons weren't around in 490 BC.
I know.
This was the fellow who ran the race and won it was Pheidistopes. I think that's how his name was. Pheidistopes of Athens. Sounds like a restaurant, doesn't it? When you get right down to it.
I thought it was my feet a herd of peas.
Well, the reason he ran the marathon is because he was trying to get away from the Spartans. He was an Athenian. Remember the Spartan Wars? Remember
yep.
The Peloponnesian Wars? Y'all can say that, and I don't even remember any of that stuff. But
oh, yeah.
Okay. I remember the Peloponnesian Wars and the Athenians and the Spartans and all that stuff. Anyway, in honor of Pheidippides, or whatever his name is, a 26-mile marathon became part of the Olympic Games held in Athens in 1896. But it was because he ran 26 miles to get away from the Spartans, and somebody remembered that. It's, 26 miles, 385 yards or something?
I didn't.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you weren't around then.
It's 26 miles.
Yeah, right. You were absent that day from school anyway. I know you and your son.
Right, the extra 385 yards. I did miss that part. Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, that was his punishment for being late. Now your punishment for being late is to bring us up to date on some of the important stories from our nation's capital. And I noticed that one of the things that's going on is there's a lot of whooping cough in Fairfax County.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on there? Whooping cough is supposed to be long gone.
No, it's but they're saying that it's making a little bit of a comeback here, and they're keeping an eye on it for sure. But they don't know where it's coming from yet.
Really? All right.
Where it started.
The Loudoun Valley High School varsity football. Say it again, Dale. There it is. The Loudoun Valley High School varsity football coach was abruptly fired. Parents are angry with him. Isn't that the next county over from where you live?
It is, yes.
And so why did this guy get so summarily booted?
You tell me. I'm not sure.
I'm not from your neck of the woods. I don't know from nothing. I told you to get punished because you were late. I don't know what the heck's going on.
I have no idea why this guy got fired.
Apparently, he's done some the chastising of students by coaches. This is something that has no place. You know, last year, I think it was, wasn't it? We had a conversation about one or two high school coaches. The season begins. They say they're trying to get the kids into shape, and they're trying to make sure that everybody is doing things the way. Sometimes they get a little abusive. But they say it's in the name of getting the boys, in this case, ready for a football battle. And apparently he went a little too far, so the parents wanted him fired, and so he was fired. And that's the way it works, Richie. How about that?
You know, you're not allowed to be tough on anybody anymore, even when you play football. You have to treat them with kid gloves, and you have to be good little boys and girls when you're coaching and trying to teach kids how life works.
Mm-hmm. You know how
it's more of the wussification of America.
Yeah, it is. America's getting right. And I would say, even though I agree with the things with regard to football, the helmets and all that other stuff, and soccer, or the attention we paid to that last week, and hockey and wrestling and boxing and all those things, but I do think that there are ways, this is going to surprise some people, that you can play these games and they'll be safe, but we have become, every way you turn around, people have become
there's a fine line between tough love and Bobby Knight.
Getting a chair thrown at you.
Well, I mean, you know, life is not always easy.
No.
And life is tough sometimes. And sometimes you have to learn how to be able to handle tough situations, and you have to be able to fight through them.
Uh-huh.
And that's what some of these guys try to teach, is it may not be easy, but you got to fight and you've got to have attitude. And there's this line, and in the past two decades, since our country has been taken over by lawyers, that line has a floating definition, mm-hmm. and lawsuits ensue on either side of that line.
It's not easy to live today. It's not easy to live today. The senator from Louisiana, Ms. Mary Landrieu, those of you who live in Louisiana, perhaps you're familiar with this, and the rest of the country now taking note, because this is the second time this has happened recently. She's in a tough reelection bid, facing a legal challenge, because she, like Richard Lugar, who lost in Indiana, weren't really residents anymore of the state that they represented. They got too much into the Washington lifestyle, and they forget about even going back home. So apparently Senator Landrieu, whose legal address is her parents' house, there's a giveaway if there was one, is being chased around by a fellow Republican who wants her job, State Rep Paul Hollis. So, people... not a fellow Republican, sorry, Landrieu is a Democrat. But this fellow has made it an issue because she apparently spent 4 days in Louisiana last year. So what does that tell you? And they demanded her plane records and things like that. And so now she's trying to... she's gotten a little too comfortable, and so that's what happens.
You know what?
I remember Joel Heffley, who was on this program, mm-hmm. a lot of congressmen from Colorado Springs.
Yep.
He used to go back and forth every single, he had an apartment. He had a one-bedroom apartment, and he had a little old Chevy Nova. And he gave back, he had $1 million budget for staff, and he's the only one in the history of Congress, or certainly recent history, that used to give back money. He didn't abuse the privilege, and he went back and forth on his own dime. He was home in Colorado Springs. Every Friday morning, he'd fly back to Colorado Springs, and Monday morning, he'd fly back to Washington.
So he was there.
Here's the dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
You cannot believe any politician, not even the ones who are trying to get into office. Every one of them says, look at what this guy's doing. That's wrong. I will never do that. And then lo and behold, three, four years later, they're in office. They're doing it because they realize it's the way it works. If you are a congressman or a senator, most of your business takes place in D.C.
Right.
You really only get to go home for vacation.
So this is unfair in your mind? She's being criticized unfairly.
Well, I mean, I like the criticizing of them, but the reality is we have created a Washington, D.C. system, a political system that requires that politicians stay in Washington, D.C. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't like it.
That's what all the people say.
But that's what it is.
Knocked down in April, back up in May.
And this is going to be another one of those non-issues that is going to bog things down, and it's going to come up again and again in election after election now.
Anything they can do to get a foothold, get some traction. This guy's running against her. The Republican, he didn't have anything going for him, except he's found this Achilles heel for her, and he'll take a shot at it, and she's in jeopardy.
Look at President Obama, who's going through it right now.
Yeah.
Hey, when he was running for president, George Bush has too many executive orders.
Yeah, right. Now,
that video is coming back
executive
to bite him.
Order. Never mind that.
It's the reality of the way things work now.
Look at the look at the essence of all of the not just the people that are working on the staff, but the executive orders. People say, "Oh, George Bush did this, that." What difference does it make? It isn't so much how many, but what's the context of them, and what do they affect, and how are they going to how are they going to engage you or affect your life? And I would dare say that there are many more executive decisions that have been made during this presidency than the last one that affect us in a more wholehearted way. All right, into the business world. Uber.
Yes.
Uber.
Yes.
Uber is the new car service that started actually in either Europe or Canada. I can't remember where. But has spread like wildfire around America.
I think Uber started in San Francisco.
Yeah, I thought the first American office was San Francisco. I could be misinformed. I thought that the first place that Uber was took hold in America was San Francisco. You may be right. Uber, though, doesn't sound like an American name, does it?
Headquarters, San Francisco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Headquarters in the U.S.? Is this a Burger King thing?
No, privately held company.
Yeah, and owned by people in San Francisco.
Ride sharing based in San Francisco. Blah, 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 blah. First launched. Black transport offered in New York City.
Uh-huh. Well, here's what's going on with Uber today, Richie.
What's that?
They have been booted from Germany by the German government because they're competing unfairly.
Right.
So the taxi guys over there, the big taxi cartel in Europe fighting tooth and nail with Uber. And in America?
In America, the same thing.
They're waking up to the same thing because the service at most cabbies stinks. Cars are dirty. The drivers don't speak English. They don't know where they're going. And so Uber comes in with clean cars, people well-dressed, people know where they're going. And they give you a fast service, bing, bang, boom, and it's cheaper than cabs. I find it that way. I use them all the time in L.A.
Founded by Garrett Camp and Travis Kalanick in San Francisco, 2009.
Yeah. And look at how they've grown in the 5 years since they started. They've hired a guy named David Plouffe, who is the Obama campaign chief, to work the government angles. This is how big they've gotten so fast.
Wow.
Right.
When you look at their wiki page, there's a section for regulatory opposition, just what you're talking about.
Right.
Australia, Canada, Germany, Poland, United Kingdom, United States, India.
Right.
Everybody wants to
get rid of them because their service is good.
Or control them.
It's true.
Their service is too good. We need a piece of this.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, they've been given the okay to operate in Virginia and Maryland effective this week.
Good.
Rideshare, huh? Rideshare regulation.
I don't need a taxi much here, but when I do, I'll use Uber.
Yep. Very easy, Richie. Even I have an app on my iPad that I use. Just go onto the app. Bingo. They're there in 4 minutes when I want them. It's just, they're great, Frank. I wish they were advertisers. I get even more enthusiastic about them. Speaking about advertisers, before we get to the television report, a few words from a few important people like Thermafor. Have you taken the opportunity to buy a Thermafor at 50% off? Just put the code DUG50 in when you check out. The essence of this.
Tell me where the Thermafor is. I might be interested.
Okay, so the Thermafor is a roller design, Richie. Cold and hot. If you have pain from strain and sprain, you roll away the pain by using heat first. You put the roll in the microwave or a big, you can cook them in a, literally cook them in a pot of water. And then you apply the roller. It feels so good, therapeutic. Man, do I love this. Meredith and I are both using it. And then after you use the warm, you get to the, go to the freezer, get out the cold roller, and put that on. And it works. It's not messy. It's a surefire way to get rid of the pain from strain and sprain. Revolutionary idea. Thermafor, Richie. Thermafor, for those of you who are involved in sports activities, sports doctors say thumbs up for Thermafor, used by trainers in professional sports, football, basketball, et cetera, et cetera. Thermafor.com. Because you're listening to the program, you get 50% off by using the code DUG50. Okay, ready? You want to roll away the pain and strain of sprains. No drugs, no surgery. Here's how you do it. You go online to Thermafor, Thermafor.com. Use the code DUG50 and get a hold of these puppies and roll away the pain from sprains and strain.
That falls mainly on the plane.
Yes, it does.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 33.
Believe it or not, Fox has given a pilot commitment agreement to the greatest American hero.
Really?
Remember, it was created by Stephen J. Cannell?
Yeah.
21 Jump Street producer Phil Lord, Chris Miller want to try their hand at rebooting this classic.
That could come back.
Yep. Let's see. Stephen J. Cannell's daughter is also writing the pilot with writer Rodney Rothman. That's kind of interesting to know that she's involved in this. It will be an hour-long dramedy following the adventures of this teacher, Isaac, after he discovers a superhero suit that gives him superhuman powers. After losing the instructions, he's forced to learn to master its abilities through trial and error, all while butting heads with the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I never watched the show. Is that pretty much what happened?
Yeah. And it could be good.
Okay.
Remember when we had Cannell on the show? That guy was, he was a fascinating guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Fascinating guy.
Paul Rubens, also known as Pee Wee, is going to be in the blacklist, Richie. How about that? The Blacklist. I think that's an interesting
show. It's a great show. And he'll be good on it.
Back on Monday, the 22nd of September.
Can't wait. Two
shows are starting this week, as a matter of fact.
Great 51 show.
51 after on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here, 53 after the hour, Rich, Kenny, and Doug, with a new book called The News Sorority, which will be released later this month. The author alleges that Katie Couric alleges that Diane Sawyer trades sex for stories on the ABC World News.
Really? Now that's juicy gossip.
I love this stuff. This is great. The book is actually about Katie Couric, Diane Sawyer, and Christiane Amanpour, and it hints that there is something more than a professional rivalry here between all of these women. A rep for Katie Couric declined to comment on the claim, but a source close to her, I always love those, said, quote, "It's sad that the author and her PR team continue to alienate their target audience by relying on classic anti-feminist caricatures, misrepresentations, and outright falsehoods about these three extraordinary women." So, I've gotten your attention, and you don't know whether it's true or it's not true, right? You just know that now that you've heard that, when this woman goes around to plug and promote her book, which will happen in the next couple of weeks, this will be the first question. I think Diane Sawyer is going to do an interview with her. or maybe just punch her in the mouth.
I think she's going to ignore it.
Diane Sawyer is above it all.
Right, and it'll go away. Here's the reality. Diane Sawyer has a lot of respect, and even though everybody will go, wow, that's juicy, nobody will believe it.
Yeah. So they're also in the news sorority, this book about Barbara Wawa and...
Now, Barbara Walters, I could believe, exchanging sex for stories.
Yeah. Yeah. But, by the way, maybe this tells you something. None of them were interviewed for the book. The book is about them, but none of them were interviewed.
Kitty Carlisle,
Kitty Carlisle used to be, she was an old, she was a former journalist who was on What's My Line, among other things.
And she writes all the books with all the scoop about the...
She did now, but she used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitty Carlisle. There was another one, I don't remember. There was another woman who did the same sort of thing. It was just a way to get, Collins' sister. Didn't
Joan Collins' sister?
Kind of stuff. But she had novels, but didn't she write sort of...
I think she did have a couple.
Yeah, I remember her doing that sort of thing. All right, so anyway.
Hey, listen, back in the old days, everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
The old days being the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. Yeah, the 80s was kind of wild, so.
The moldy, oldy, goody goldies from our rusty rack of...
You were in the radio business. I was in the car business. We remember how it worked.
Yeah, right. Car business was much worse than in the radio
business. It really wasn't. I always tell everybody, when I went from the car business to radio, the only thing that changed was the product. Everything else is the same.
Right.
Personalities, the management,
lying,
the whole bit.
Cheating, stealing. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of that, Comcast. Yeah. That's honor between us, anyway.
Exactly.
Is it between or among? Which is the correct English?
Yeah.
Among. Comcast, speaking of honor among thieves, trying to take over Time Warner Cable, $45 billion. The combined company would have 30 million subscribers. Time Warner and Comcast.
We control the world.
Exactly. But the FCC is looking into charges by Netflix that this would be anti-competitive because of the way Netflix has been treated by Time Warner. And you know what? They're getting some traction.
Yeah.
The lawyers are all over Washington today trying to get to the FCC. So far, the questions and concerns regarding the merger have had to do with the conditions and competitive landscape, et cetera, et cetera.
Netflix has become a human right. We all deserve to have Netflix, and if you cut it off for us, you're going to have to deal with the government.
Well, but the essence of it is that if these people are their monopolies, like Time Warner is in Los Angeles, if they don't want to put something on, look at the Dodgers.
Yeah.
People, 70% of the people in L.A. can't get the Dodgers to watch them on TV, so because the local cable companies either can't afford to pay a $4 or $5 premium for every set of eyes that's there, and that's the kind of stuff. Time Warner is just money-grubbing, greedy bastards. That's all they are. And they have, I have Time Warner. They're impossible.
Wait a minute.
You think it's Verizon.
Isn't every business, aren't you and I, if we get the opportunity, money-grubbing, greedy?
No. I have some standards and mores, and so do you. Not as many as I do.
Right.
Yeah, no, anyway. I mean, he came from the car business, after all.
That's right.
What do we expect here? 59 past the hour on
the
good
lawyer net.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.